Unit 3. Energy. Track 23.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, great.
Okay, guys, everybody, cool. Let's get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all get a chance to read the latest reports I sent you?
Yeah, some of it. There was kind of a lot of stuff there.
Right. I'd really like your input on new ideas for projects, and it would be good if we could make some decisions today.
Well, I'd say we've implemented most of the low-cost quick fixes, and we have to start looking at longer-term solutions now. But that'll cost money.
Mm. Bill's right. The low-hanging fruit is long gone, you know. We've reduced our lighting bills and saved on office costs by powering down our equipment. All our new printers and copiers can be set to standby mode after 20 minutes of non-use.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be expensive to replace all the old equipment in one go. Maybe it's better to phase things out.
Perhaps. We could look at reducing the amount of equipment we have in the offices as well. I mean, does everyone need a printer by their desk?
Well, no, but there might be some resistance from people.
How so?
Well, they might feel we're trying to take away entitlements.
Mm.
Who gets to have their own printer and who doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
Employees might find it inconvenient.
I take your point. Some employees might feel left out of the decision-making, and we want to figure out some ways to get them all on board.
Mm.
You know, make energy efficiency a priority for everyone.
Well, we can try.
Bill, what kind of long-term solutions did you have in mind?
Well, I hear that some companies now have all the building systems centrally controlled. And there are sensors to monitor and regulate office lighting, air conditioning, and pretty much anything that uses electricity. One company alone has managed to reduce electricity use per person by 35%, and natural gas use by 40%.
Really? That sounds cool. I wonder if we could do something similar. The potential cost savings should convince the management team that it's a good investment.
Yeah, I agree. Another idea is to start buying some of our energy from renewable sources.
Do you know which renewable energies we can buy?
No, but I can look into it.
Okay, thanks, Rajiv. All right, let's go over what we've said so far. So we've agreed that we'll look at reducing...